Monty Alexander, thank you so much for joining us on The Checkout.
Absolute pleasure.
You call yourself a minstrel?
Well, I think all of us music people are, especially when you travel like I do, we are like, you know, those troubadours back in the 14th century, traveling through wherever.
Singing the chanson, the Roland?
The chanson, the Roland, or whatever it is, you know. In my case, you know, my love of music and trying to make myself even more happy, you know, because music is a wonderful vehicle for all kinds of good things, especially bringing people together.
The new recording is called the Harlem Kingston Express. You go from uptown to Trenchtown, man.
You said it. Indeed, when I was a youth, just kind of wandering around looking for more fun, I fell in love with music and musicians in Jamaica. And I, from 10 years old, I was, when my folks weren't watching, I was finding a little bar downtown where the guys were drinking the white rum. And I was right in there just loving to be around the music they would play among themselves. Guys who were jazz players who wished they could have been hanging out with Miles and Bird and people like that. So between the local folk music right there in Jamaica, which is known, well, they call it calypso, but it's really known as mento.
Mento, yes.
And the folk music as well as the jazz I heard, I mean, it was just a full experience for me. And one day somebody offered me a job because I was playing the piano and I must have been going at it quite well. So, hey man, we want to come bring a band and we're going to pay you for the, I couldn't believe it. So I was about 14 years old when that happened. And I kept doing it.
Been running ever since. And we'll have you start this performance here at the WBGO studio with Bob Marley tune, Running Away. Monty Alexander with the Harlem Kingston Express. Monty, one of the things I've loved about your music, whether you're just swinging, you know, in a jazz vein, or you're playing, you know, the mento and the soca, the reggae, all of that, there's always the dance element.
Well, I'm glad to hear it because I'm dancing myself. When I start playing music, when there's a rhythm of some kind, or as we say in Jamaica, the rhythm, when I hear it, I feel it, I get it all up in my bones there, you see, and I play with this sense of rhythm. And I try to bring the other players with me to that area. It's got to be ramping along in terms of making you want to move your being, whether it's your heart, mind, your body. And when I heard the classic jazz that I fell in love with as a kid, it was Louis Armstrong. I saw him in person in Kingston. I saw Nat King Cole, my other hero. I saw the great Duke Ellington. And when you come into contact with those kinds of players when you're 15, 16 years old, you love it. You wish you could be in that band. So I brought that along with me all through the years. And as far as my Jamaican experience, that also is a profound effect. It's like I can't tell you a difference between those two words, because one of the things I enjoy doing is putting them together. And that's what I'm doing with this band. And I ended up with this name because it kind of explains why and what I'm about now. And I actually played at Minton's Playhouse in the 60s. I was there in 1967. I played there 2-3 times. And I had the experience of being in that very area where the great music was, you know, whether it was Fats Waller or James P., Thelonious Monk, Duke. And that's where the hotbed of the music. New Orleans, where the grooving came from. Chicago, where the blues went and everything great that happened there. But then Kingston is such a, in terms of, you said, trench tone. It's this raw experience of the people expressing themselves with no refinement, no sense of sophistication, just expressing themselves in a way that just gets to your soul. So that's in me, and that's why I call it Harlem Kingston. Thank you.
Monty Alexander and the Harlem Kingston Express, and they're performing Strawberry Hill, an original by Commander Xander. That's what they call you now?
Some of my friends kind of do it in jest and in fun, but in fact, about 2000, the year 2000, the government, the Prime Minister of Jamaica said, we're going to honor this fellow because he's a good ambassador for Jamaica with music.
That's for sure.
And indeed, I was awarded a very great honor, which is the Order of Distinction, Commander. So if I wanted to, I guess I could go around, you know, change my name to Commander Alexander or something, but that's not the way I think.
Talk to me about, you know, your connection to the music of Bob Marley. I mean, you've been playing it for a very long time, but just, you know, what is it about his music that resonates inside of you?
I think those of us who want to think about the good things, the right things, the better things, the noble things, the human things, that man expressed a lot of it in his delightful melodies, and we call it wicked rhythms. He's a messenger, because he's inspiring people who are ready to listen to a message that is about, don't depend on the material things, don't allow yourself to be negative. He has these powerful lyrics in his songs, and don't get entrapped by lies that are being told, you know, on television and what have you. And he says, respect yourself, respect one another. And if any of us ever went to the church and we didn't go to church, those songs of his are like the Psalms, because he's directly inspired by the scriptures. So people all over the world who are not as fortunate as others with big cars and big homes, they're inspired by Bob Marley. Now, I was lucky, I came up in a kind of middle-class situation, but every Jamaican, you know, that we're so proud of what this man of slight stature, but carried a powerful message about upliftment and respect, that it's just a joy to play the songs.
When I listen to something like No Woman, No Cry, I mean, that song sounds like a gospel tune in the beginning.
Well, literally, he's doing what's called encouraging people not to despair, because help is on the way. You know, easier said than done, but, you know, hope is all some people have. So he said, no woman, don't cry, because everything's going to be all right, because just have to believe. And it's a song of faith. And he says, Bob is saying, don't give up, and that can help. So that song is like an anthem, and I play that song in different situations, and it moves me when I hear it, because I'm not just thinking of the musical content, I'm thinking of what it means, because it is indeed a spiritual message.
If you would encourage us, Monty Alexander and the Harlem Kingston Express. Thank you. Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry from pianist Monty Alexander and the Harlem Kingston Express. There's a new recording, and it's a live recording from Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in New York, also in Jamaica and Germany, wherever the express train goes.
Yeah, we stopped off in New Orleans, stopped off in Chicago, and we went to Holland, France, and ended up at Dizzy's, which is a great place to play music.
Well, I'm going to have you guys go out with something that's, you know, that when I think about dub music and I think about Jamaica, I think about Augustus Pablo and I think about King Tubby. What was his name? Oswald Ruddock or something like that?
I don't really recall his real name, but he was one of those DJs that, you know, had a way of doing it. And I think the Jamaicans invented this concept, which, of course, came to the USA and the young people here took it on, and that inspired, I think, the early rappers and
the boombox,
hip hop, old boombox thing, and that's very, very, it's all Jamaica. Jamaica is the, I stick my neck out a little bit when I say this, but I would say it's Jamaica and the influence of the street with the people there trying to be heard that came up with these sounds that grabbed everybody. Except the ones who don't want to be grabbed by it, you know what I mean? Because you can't force people.
The Harlem Kingston Express, Monty Alexander, with two different rhythm sections sitting right in the middle of it. And if you would take us out with King Tubby meets the House Rockers, Uptown.
Yo, man.
Thank you.
Our music was recorded by Michael Downs, assisted by Michael McGough. I'm Josh Jackson. This is WBGO, Newark.